Retail E10.
Fox's Ginny Cassola. America is listening to Fox News.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join the fight against breast cancer during our Catch Me in Pink campaign and give back to the Joy to Life Foundation. Learn more at calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
Sinclair's East. Vaughn at Taylor. There are choices for all appetites at Sinclair's.
We've got a lot of great sandwiches. We've got a lot of really, really good appetizers. I mean, I hear from a lot of people that they really like our wings, that ours are particularly good. Our quesadillas are great. We do a lot of different things. Shrimp and feta, which is a light one, which is good.
Sinclair's fits your budget and your appetite.
You can come in there and spend $5, $6, $7, $8 and be happy, or you can spend $25 or $30 and be very happy, and, you know, get steaks and seafood.
Sinclair's has healthy options as well.
We've got one that's called a beet and blue, which is really, really good. You know, we do several different ways. We do a Caesar salad. Got a Greek salad on it that is very good. Or we do another one that's really popular, fresh fish salad. I mean, we grill fish, or we blacken fish, or we fry fish and put it on a salad.
You can really step it up with Sinclair's Fine Dining. Sinclair's East. Vaughn at Taylor.
Sinclair's offers takeout if you need to grab and go, and you can also have Sinclair's delivered through the Grubhub delivery app.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Bonatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Some really exciting things are happening as September comes to an end and October begins. Tonight's low down to about 53. That's nice. Tomorrow, beautiful day. Sunshine, low 70s. Then on Thursday, we warm up again up to about 80 degrees. But that's before the second cold front arrives. That's got the real deal fall air back behind it. We'll barely make the low 70s on Friday and fall to the upper 40s, I think, Friday night into Saturday morning. And that'll lead to a beautiful October weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASC Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Sick and tired of your calm, peaceful life?
Are you sleeping too well at night? Is your city too safe? Well, not anymore. Introducing Democrats. Politicians so incompetent, they'll fill your neighborhood with riots, looting, rampant violence, and even homelessness. The secret is a special blend of corruption and good old-fashioned stupidity. No more pesky law and order. When Democrats are in charge, nobody's safe. Simply vote for Democrats, sit back, and watch your neighborhood burn to the ground. But wait, vote for Democrats now, and they'll include rolling blackouts, election fraud, cancel culture, taxes, and more taxes. Democrats, bringing chaos right to your front door.
Calling all stations, clear the air lanes, clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast. Happy hour, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACB on debate day. Larry Stevens is going to hang out with us this afternoon, and Rosie Brock is here.
And here they are.
Come on, Jeff, dig deep. Please watch. Hello, everybody.
How are you?
I am brought to you by the miracle of prednisone today.
It is pretty good stuff when it works right.
Well, it's bad stuff. I mean, I only take a half of the 5 milligram. I'm hoping that'll get me through the afternoon. I don't know what, for whatever reason, I'm feeling sluggish today. So I thought, I don't want to come in here and put everybody to sleep. And I've got you as a, you'll carry the show, no doubt.
Well, I'm pretty tired. I was up late last night, so.
Define late, just so I know what.
Well, I was, I didn't get home till after 10.
That's late.
And then it had been a long day, and of course, I'm an old guy, so.
Both of
you. Did you see me? Channel 12 did a story yesterday about the HGTV people being in Wetumpka, and I'd taken a picture of Erin Napier. She was walking by my office, and just, I saw
the picture.
Yeah, it was really good. She sort of glanced up. And so anyway, they actually, came up and did a little interview, and so I'm semi-famous today again with the picture, everything here. Photo courtesy Larry Stevens, but they were there all last week, so it was a lot of excitement, in that little town.
So the big talk today is the debate, but there are lots of stories breaking around it. I'd heard this on the way in, and Joey directed me to the source. On July 26, 2016, U.S. intel authorities learned that Russian intel knew of Hillary Clinton's plans to cook up a scandal. How about that?
She wouldn't do that.
Alleging that Trump was working with Russia. Obama was personally briefed on Russia's knowledge of Clinton's plans. This is all based on documents released to our current intelligence director, John Ratliff. Christopher Steele, the Clinton campaign subcontractor. Have some more prednisone, Greg. Who compiled the dossier, which we all know is a fairy tale, was working for a sanctioned Russian oligarch. So was Fusion GPS, and we learned this week the dossier's primary subsource was a Russian intel asset who was deemed a national security threat. Today's declassification confirms that from the beginning, the FBI knew its anti-Trump investigation was based on entirely Russian disinformation. Brennan and Comey were personally warned. They responded by fabricating evidence and defrauding the courts. Their asses need to go to jail. It's out now. And we, 2 years, 2 years with Nadler and his ugly ass crew, pardon my French, sitting there with their impeachment hearing over nothing except this. And it was all fraud. When does somebody pay the price for that? That's what I'd like to know. It's out now. I wonder if Trump will bring that up tonight. Representative Jim Jordan. I was 8 years old when Joe Biden was first elected to the Senate.
Oh.
Just for a little perspective.
Yeah.
So that's a huge story. However, if you're looking for coverage in anything like the mainstream media, that's about what you're going to get.
I'm sure it'll be ignored. I don't have any of their apps on my phone. I usually, and I'm very unhappy with Fox lately myself, but That's about the only one I still have left on there.
Yeah, Fox is the only one I have left
on there. But looking on Fox News, I'm not seeing it there.
No.
I mean, how long has this been out?
It was on Hannity. That's the only place I've seen it.
I mean, I
hate to give him credit for anything.
I'm looking down the, their, you know, their the app here and all the news, and they're not even mentioning it, not once. And I would think that if anybody was going to, they would be the one, because the others certainly aren't.
Wearing a mask in public is not optional, says Andrew Cuomo, after he was pictured in public today without a mask.
That's good. I don't like to see his face anyway.
Yeah. But, well, I mean, neither do the relatives of the thousands of elderly New Yorkers he killed with his decision to put COVID-infected people into senior citizen facilities. Unbelievable. Charlie Kirk, if Joe Biden can't debate Trump for 90 minutes without taking breaks, he's not fit to be president.
I agree.
I mean, accepting a situation like the one Jerry Nadler had the other day, he was at the podium for another one of their big, fake, hate, hysterical press conferences. I forget on what. I think it was on ACB. I'm going to call her ACB. Because I don't want to call her Comey, because that's Jim's name.
Well, she's Coney, isn't she?
Is it Coney or
Coney? C-O-N-E-Y.
Yeah.
And
it's Coney?
So it's not Comey, it's Coney, C-O-N-E-Y.
Oh, no.
It's close, but it's not the same thing.
What does it mean when you get your consonants confused?
Not a whole lot. We all do it.
Yeah.
Regularly.
And then, and again, If you don't want there to be doubt about your candidate's condition, the Trump campaign insisted that Joe be checked for hearing devices that might, where somebody might feed him answers. And they refused to allow that. How can they refuse that?
Well, especially since that's one of the stipulations. That none of the
we all know that because Donna Brazile's confessed it, that they gave Hillary the debate questions.
Well, Joe Biden's already got the questions.
Yeah, that's what it says on, was it Liberty Daily?
Really?
Here?
Yeah, Fox posted
and Jerome
that.
Jerome Corsi. Fox posted it too?
I think so.
Former Vice President Joe Biden given the questions to the first presidential debate in advance, according to Jerome Corsi.
Yeah.
Gosh, I wish some of my teachers had followed that rule in school, give us the answers in advance.
Exactly.
Be great. I wouldn't know much. I'd be cheating, but...
This is from ToddStarnes.com. Wonder what else Todd has on his website these days.
Quite a bit.
Democrats portraying ACB as religious zealot.
Ooh. Yeah.
I guess that means going to church.
Doesn't the Constitution have something to say about no religious test?
I think we were kind of founded on that.
But you know what else is so funny? There's five other Catholics on the Supreme Court.
There are?
So what's the big deal? Yes.
Schumer's Catholic. Pelosi's Catholic.
Yeah.
Schumer's Catholic.
Isn't he?
Biden's Catholic.
I thought Schumer was Catholic. I could be wrong. I know that Biden
Pelosi
and
is.
I know that
Biden's,
Pelosi is.
Yes.
Maybe Schumer's nothing. I don't know.
And five other Supreme Court justices are also Catholic.
But you can't be looking. You know, I remember when John Kennedy ran.
Yes.
You remember?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And he was the first Catholic to ever be elected. And, of course, there was such a, he's going to be taking orders from the Pope. And none of that ever happened, first of all. In reality, and I'm not a, I don't know. I don't think I've ever voted Democrat in my life for president. Or for most anything. But, he did a decent job. I mean, if you go back and listen to what the man had to say, he was pretty
moderate.
Conservative.
Yeah.
He was very moderate. He was
Are you
smaller
kidding?
Government.
That's not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for
your
country.
Yeah.
That's not the Democratic Party of today.
Oh, absolutely not. That's what I'm saying. But I remember the... the fact was that it was such a big deal, and I think finally people learned, well, okay, so maybe the religion isn't going to be a big deal. But you can't give it a religious. If you get down to doing that, I'm sorry. What are we dealing with? People who are atheists or people who are, are amoral? They don't have anything that they subscribe to. It's just, I don't know. But I'd rather have a person of faith in office, personally.
Well,
but,
I mean, that's the foundations of our country.
Yeah. But I've also had a lot of people that, where there were two candidates, and all the one could talk about was, you know, his religion, and the other one actually turned out to be the far better candidate. So yeah. I try to...
Exactly.
You got a lot of judgment calls you have to make there. I would prefer that my candidates have a moral place they're coming from, obviously.
I have to invoke the fact that we are a full-service station, so...
The Gillette Cavalcade of Sport is on the air.
The American League playoffs have already started this afternoon, and games currently in progress. The Twinks have a 1-0 lead over the Asteroids, and the White Sox shocking the Athletics on the West Coast with a 3-0 lead. That game is now in the bottom of the fourth inning.
Wow, it seems like they just started the season. They did.
You know, that's true, because they just did start the season.
I didn't know they were playing, so shows you my interest.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm a lifelong baseball fan. They really ticked me off in 1994 with the strike. It's never been the same for me since that. And then when the season opened, not with the first game, but with all the virtue signaling and social justice messaging and all this garbage, for a movement that at the time had public support, but no longer does, and that's BLM. It's like, this is not why I'm watching baseball. I do not need... The minimum salary in baseball is, I think, $550,000 a year. That's the minimum. Most, I think the average player makes close to $4 million. I do not need $4 million a year athletes lecturing me on what I should think and believe.
And how bad this country is for them. It's a terrible place.
What a nightmare. Do tell us about your struggles on your way to the bank twice a month with those checks.
Well, your driver's taking you down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or what it's like to suffer, and this is stipulated, you know, in 5-star hotels where you're quarantined, although they did allow family and stuff eventually because they had abundant testing available. Do tell us again. All your meals are paid for, everything. Tell us again just how rough you have it. Uh-huh. While so many people here through this, Governor Meemaw has to make a decision. The early buzz is that she's going to extend safer at home, but to what extent, we don't know. How are businesses, especially restaurants? Restaurants are a thin profit margin under normal circumstances.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So allowing restaurants half their capacity is not a gift, but that's where they're at right now. Six months after this whole thing started.
Well, I can tell you, we've talked before, I moved my office to Wetumpka. I am surrounded by nothing but small business.
Right.
Where I'm located. Small shops, small restaurants that are locally owned. Mm-hmm. And they're having, I mean, it's tough. Now, there's some of them are doing fairly well during this time. But especially, like you say, restaurants, they're having a hard time. People think restaurants, you can make all this money, but the profit margin is...
Very thin.
Yeah, I remember 1 month in Montgomery, 17 new restaurants open, 18 closed that same month.
I think the number, within the first year, 8 out of 10 restaurants that open will not make it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a risky venture to begin with. And then to hamstring them for all this time, we thought, you know, a month, 6 weeks, that would be stressful enough. I think those that are getting by are doing some good takeout and so forth. But, you know, I really hope that...
Well, if the one that where I live, Domino's was about all that delivered there, you know.
Oh, really?
Up where we live, on the hill up here. But when all this started, of course, then you got the waiter service and some of these other started. So now, you know, we have a pretty large choice up where I reside, and I can get all sorts of different things now. So that's the upside to it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I have anything against Domino's Pizza, but you know, every now and then you like a change. Yeah. You know,
I am my own waiter service. I pick up on the way home. A good friend of the show in the station just signed up with Eddie Bader. He wants out. He wants Elmore County. Here I come.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Eddie Bader. I know his dad, Darth.
Darth Bader?
Darth Bader. Was it? Isn't that? Oh, it's Vader. I'm sorry. I guess he's not related. I'm sorry. I always thought that he was related.
Eddie, we have dark chocolate here if you want to stop by.
Yeah, I'll try some of that.
This is the healthy stuff. This is the
good
stuff.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's from my friend Mary Ann.
What is that?
Those are dark chocolate Hershey
Kisses. Oh, I love those things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Yeah.
3:20 is the time. One thing you don't have to have any contact to do is to get a mortgage. Morse Capuano can work with you over the phone and get you started and on the way to pre-approval. So when you shop for a house, you've got evidence in your hand that you are already ready to buy. You've been pre-approved. And there's some, if you go to Eddie's website, there's some great values, well under $100,000 here in town, that you might want to consider. Because if you're renting at $800, $900, $1,000 a month, you can buy places that will cost you far less per month than that. Call Morris, 409-9300, 409-9300. Not only does experience matter, and he's got years of it, and has helped thousands of people get mortgages, he's perfectly temperamentally suited to help you negotiate the process if you're a first-time home buyer. I especially encourage you. You should have somebody who can mentor you through it. 409-9300 for Morris Capuano and Renaissance Bank, an equal housing lender. Their NMLS number is 88697. And after I give that, I'd like to give his number one more time. Morris, 409-9300.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in Hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414. That's 241-6414.
Hey, this is Steve Kirkpatrick for Big Block Designs. We are a state-licensed drafting company located here in Wetumpka. We draw residential and commercial blueprints for new builds, additions, remodels, or renovations. And that includes those as-builts or building mapping for those projects with no blueprints. So if COVID got you staying at home, and you got that fever to remodel the kitchen, the bathroom, or the garage, or even start from scratch, then give us a call and let us draw what you dream. You can look us up on Facebook, Instagram, Alignable, or LinkedIn, or even our own website at bigblockdesigns.com. Have a better day.
The amount of your tax dollars that return to Alabama each year depends on you completing the 2020 census. Alabama is in trouble if you aren't counted. It's easy to do and takes just a few minutes to complete. Go to 2020census.gov and do it now. If you don't have access to the internet, call 844-330-2020. Again, 844-330-2020 to answer the questions. Can we count on you right now? Sponsored by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
It's the 10 best days of fall. The 67th Alabama National Fair, October 9th through the 18th. It kicks off Friday, October 9th with a salute to our veterans, sponsored by Sam's Club. Active military and retired admitted free with proper ID. This year, due to the COVID crisis, there will be no indoor concerts, but plenty of great local and regional bands playing nightly on our outside stage. Enjoy the Midway with its rides and games, plus all the entertaining outdoor shows like the circus, along with the agricultural exhibits. October 12th is school day. All students, kindergarten through high school, get in for $5 and ride wristbands are just $15. Sponsored by Daryl Bailey and the Montgomery County DA's office. For information on admission requirements during the crisis along with a daily schedule, visit alnationalfair.org or download the fair app from your app store. Advanced tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.com. The Alabama National Fair, October 9th through the 18th. Presented by the Kiwanis Club of Montgomery Hyundai Motor Manufacturing Alabama and Pepsi.
The Alabama National Fair.
Garrett Coliseum and clear bag policy in effect. All state, local, and CDC requirements strictly enforced.
If you like country music and star-studded award shows, then you'll love 5-Hour Energy CMA Awards Sweepstakes. 5-Hour Energy wants to send you and a guest to Music City to bask in the glow of music's brightest stars at the 2020 CMA Awards. To enter, buy any 5-Hour Energy product, snap a picture of the receipt and upload it. For official rules and how to enter without purchase, go to 5hecountry.com. Sweepstakes end October 10, 2020. Must be U.S. resident 18 years or older. Void where prohibited. Sponsored by Living Essentials, LLC.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
It's O'Rewards Member Appreciation Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts, where you can earn bonus points on more than 250 offers, like Bosch Icon Wiper Blade, save $8 per pair, and earn double O'Rewards points. Online or in-store, get $5 for every 150 points you earn. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
And y'all are all losing your dang minds over pumpkin spice crap. So I made up a new recipe. Pumpkin spice cigarettes. It's real easy. You just get some of them pumpkin spice Twinkies and get a coat of the cream on your tongue and then take a big old drag off of menthol. Mmm, it tastes just like licking a pumpkin pie, Vicks Vapor Rub, and an ashtray all at the same time. Man, it's alive with pleasure. I shared this recipe with my neighbors, and they told me I should try and start some kind of Food Network show. And at first, I thought they were just sucking up to me for the free Twinkies. But come to think of it, I am a lot hotter than that Guy Fieri. And I got one less felony than Martha Stewart. Okay, y'all, I gotta go. I'm making a hot tub out of a baby pool and a leaf blower. So I gotta go dig a hole in the backyard.
She's inventive. It is 3:26. That's Menthol Meredith.
She's hilarious. By the way, my fellow Grundian, Jennifer Gibson, or Davis Gibson's listening today. She loves you. She really does. She listens all the time.
I don't feel that lovable today.
Oh, she loves
you. I'm on prednisone.
Believe me. But
you are lovable.
She's from Buchanan County, where I'm from. That's what we called it up there. It was never Buchanan. Buchanan. You
know. I want to go to a blog.
Yeah.
That's one of my go-to places. David Blackman won't be with us today. He is actually in the hospital with what he describes as a minor media thing. It's called Colonizing Trump Country, and it's about people from D.C. trying to infest West Virginia. Rappahannock News, do you know that?
Mm-mm. What are they trying to do to West Virginia?
Well, the real estate and crime, mm-hmm. both combined in D.C. plus Northern Virginia, it's so jam-packed that they're looking at West Virginia as a place to relocate. And they're not happy with people from... Mm. It's less than 90 minutes from Washington, D.C.
Wow.
Rappahannock. Is there a... The guy actually that writes this blog is retired. He retired to Poca, West Virginia.
We could throw a rock into West Virginia from where I grew up. And it was just literally right, you know, just a few miles outside of my hometown. And you were in West Virginia or Kentucky. And, of course, that was moonshine-making country back then. Now it's the meth headquarters, I think,
oh,
in the world.
Is that what it is? There's a farmer.
That's my understanding. I don't go up there much.
There's a farmer out there who stacks hay bales, and they're wrapped in plastic. And his Farmers for Trump 2020, Keep America Great. And apparently some people are getting triggered, Larry.
Oh. Did you see the video? I think it was on Facebook. She was seeing these trucks with maybe it's the support of the police or something, and she's crying and losing her mind that she was so scared. She was shaking. It was a video on Facebook. I saw it yesterday. I think it was some kind of a where they came together to support the police.
Oh,
and you know they had the thin blue line flags.
If you're
kind
easily
of
triggered by support for the police, do not read my October Boom column because it's called Back the Blue. And it just speaks to the insanity that's going on, especially with this attitude towards the
Well,
council.
We see what's happening, you know, in these cities where they're defunding or pushing the police into the background. Crime is up. You know, murders are up. I mean, everything is up there that should not be.
In this unbelievable world we look in here, Biden campaign rejects Trump's call for inspector to check candidates for listening devices. That's real. That's what do they call that when it's out in the open? That's real. What's the word I'm looking for here?
Sorry, we're in prednisone too.
Another word for open.
But the world has just absolutely lost its mind.
Yeah.
You know, I grew up in a world where everybody seemed to have common sense, and the common sense has gone out the window. You know, when we were listening about the whole. Russian thing and everything. What was it? One guy was testifying, and they finally asked him, what is your source? Oh, I read it in the New York Times.
Oh, yeah.
Why in the world is somebody who reads something out of a stinking newspaper testifying?
Especially that one.
But he's testifying. It would never hold up. I mean, in a court of law, we've all seen trials. I mean,
I knew one of these dark.
If something like that came up, it would be instantly thrown out. You know, strike that. You know, no, you can't use that.
This show will not move forward until I remember the term I'm trying to think of.
We might be here a while, huh?
I've used it 1,000 times. I got a mental block.
We think about, you know, we were talking about the fair a moment ago, you know, the commercial ran.
Right.
And we are having the fair, and I want to make it clear.
Is it conspicuous?
No.
No. They'll help you. But I want to make it clear that it was the Birmingham Fair that had the fight, the Alabama State Fair, and everybody was talking about it like it was our fair, which has not even begun. Does not start until a week from this Friday. And I can tell you right now, you can't walk 15 feet at our fair without seeing a police officer. And we're not defunding them, by the way.
Good.
We want to make that clear. The sheriff's department's at the gate. They are wonderful. I tell you, I love those guys. And,
Jay Scott just came up with the word I was looking for. Transparency.
Transparency, yeah. Okay.
Master Thespian's on too, and that's what he said.
Well, since he's there, let's give... now, it's funny. I sit here, crickets chirping with the phone. I can't think of a word. Everybody's
and
on
and
the
And it
line.
Lights up like a Christmas tree. Look at those things.
Right. Hey, Master Thespian.
That's what we call good radio.
Thanks.
Yeah. How are you, Greg? Other than the fact that you're on prednisone.
That was my transparency to you. But it hasn't really kicked in yet, obviously.
I'm on Mountain Dew, so.
You should be ahead of me. Because last I checked at WebMD.com, prednisone is not as fast as Mountain Dew when it comes to, you know, putting energy in your system.
Yeah. I had to have something with a little caffeine.
That's my go-to. I don't drink coffee. I drink sodas, but. Had to switch to diet sodas years ago, so I go for the diet Mountain Dew. But it's still good. Still has that kick to it.
Well, this one said it was a diet Mountain Dew, but when it came out, it was not a diet Mountain Dew, but I couldn't put it back, so I'm drinking.
You should, Larry, you should try the Mountain Dew Zero. It's actually pretty good.
Is it? Well, that's what it was supposed to be. That was what was on the button. And that's what I intended to get out of the machine, but it came out as just a regular Mountain Dew.
So you're a victim of vending machine fraud here.
I am.
Fake news. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. Fake vending machines.
I think
we're going to eliminate the fake vending machines. That's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
I think someone else complained about that, too.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, we've had issues at AUM with sometimes the machines don't work. You put your money in, and it takes your money, and then it doesn't do anything. We're like, what? So, that's frustrating, too.
Master Thespian, didn't you do something for me at my company? You did something.
I did. I did a commercial for Pig Enterprises.
Oh, it's Pig. That's right. I remember now. Yeah. I was trying to remember which one it was, but he introduced you something.
I should call you.
Huh?
Go ahead.
Yo, go ahead. No, I'm sorry.
I was going to say, I should call you up, send your resume.
Yeah.
I'll get more work from you. You never know.
Well, and
I'm
a very talented guy.
I am looking for people all the time, so do that.
I'll do that. But anyway, you guys hang in there. Love listening to your show. But, Greg, it's going to be okay. We love you. We're here to support you. So if you forget something, we're going to call. All right?
I got your back.
Yeah,
I got your back. Great big war hawk. Have a good day.
And right back at you.
He did a job for us. We were using some different people for TV commercials. So,
here's a headline from Fox. Obama says Trump administration working to keep people from voting.
None of your business!
It is my business. This guy just... God, it's like trying to get rid of herpes. It's impossible. What's he getting involved for? The White House is working to keep people from voting. We've had how many instances in just the last 24 hours of ballot fraud.
Exactly.
Turning up people, harvesting ballots, paying for votes in Minneapolis.
Throwing out ballots.
Throwing out ballots. And if you look at the headline on Liberty Daily, or is it pro-Trump news? I forget. One location, yeah, Trump observers blocked at vote sites from Gateway Pundit. Trump observers are being blocked entry to all satellite voting locations. And this son of a bitch has the nerve to say we're stopping them from voting. Cut the crap. God. If this phone wasn't brand new, it'd go through that window.
Well, I'm glad it's brand new.
Yeah, we're happy.
Yeah.
It's the prednisone talking. Don't worry about it.
Let's hope so.
He just makes me sick. And so does his husband. 3:35 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. That's your go-to company for the very best. In fact, I just got a reminder from them today. It's time for the fall tune-up. They come out, make sure your system is running efficiently. If they spot a need for a repair, you know, your central AC unit, heating and AC unit, should last about 20 to 30 years. And it will be given TLC. On this show, TLC is the love of Clark's. Call them at 277-2125 and join that club. Get those two annual tune-ups as part of your membership fee of $159. And know that you got 24/7 protection in case something goes wrong on the hottest or coldest day of the year, plus any plumbing emergency as well, with a discount on parts and labor. Their technicians are not only the best, but they're amazing human beings too, unlike me. So for the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people, call Clark's 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004. Larry Stevens in the house. It's debate night. Aren't we excited about this?
Yes.
Yeah, I can tell. 3:36.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic getting very busy now around the boulevard, especially East South Boulevard from Troy Highway down past Baptist. Seeing a lot of outbound traffic on Highway 331 and congestion around I-65 on West Boulevard. Norman Bridge is busy as well as Fairview Avenue. And we've got a lot of congestion on Taylor Road from Atlanta Highway to I-85. I-65 and 85, moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. Buckle up, drive carefully. We have no accidents to tell you about at this time. Well, Chico's Auto Pros offers full tire and auto service at their Montgomery location on the Atlanta Highway. Everything at one location, better price, better experience, guaranteed. Chico's Auto Pros, 239-9510 for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to go see a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Fox tomorrow on the blockbuster new season of The Masked Singer. Be there for the shocking moment.
Don't do it!
That's a first in Masked Singer history.
It's gonna change the show forever!
Then, can you identify real singers from fake ones before you hear them sing?
I think you're a liar.
Ken Jeong hosts the new hit mystery music show.
I knew it!
I can see your voice.
Tomorrow on Fox 20.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter finds the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists.
And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
According to the Social Security Administration, there are over 9,000 combinations for how you can take Social Security. Choose wrong and you could leave thousands on the table. Hi, I'm Ken Murray, founder of Retirement Planners of America. Social Security can be very complex. You can receive a free Social Security consultation. We'll help you choose the option and build a plan to help your money last as long as you do.
Call for your free consultation now. 800-375-1159. 800-375-1159.
Hey, this is David Little from Tucker Pecan Company. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 10 years now, and the results have been amazing. Every day, we have new customers that come in that have heard us on all the different radio stations that we advertise on. If you want to help your business grow, the best way to do it is through radio advertising through Blue Water Broadcasting. They do a great job in promoting our business and helping us grow our business, and hopefully they can help you grow your business too.
Radio advertising is the only word of mouth you control. It adds credibility, creates emotional response, and attracts new customers. Find out how Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. The Alabama Hospital Association is urging Governor Ivey to extend a statewide rule requiring face masks in public. Group President Dr. Donald Williamson says cases of COVID-19 have fallen since reaching a high in the summer. Today, Governor Ivey thanked the Trump administration for supplying the state with 1 million rapid COVID-19 tests. They'll be delivered to the state in phases over the next few months. Alabama's confirmed coronavirus case count now sits at more than 136,000. The State Department of Public Health reports just over 14,000 of those cases were confirmed in the last 2 weeks. Health officials say more than 2,300 people have died. A historic church and civil rights landmark in Montgomery moving forward with plans to transform the original building into a museum. Mount Zion AME Zion Church has received a second $500,000 grant from the National Park Service. Restoration of the church should take about a year to complete. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Some really exciting things are happening as September comes to an end and October begins. Tonight's low down to about 53. That's nice. Tomorrow, beautiful day. Sunshine, low 70s. Then on Thursday, we warm up again up to about 80 degrees. But that's before the second cold front arrives. That's got the real deal fall air back behind it. We'll barely make the low 70s on Friday and fall to the upper 40s, I think, Friday night into Saturday morning. And that'll lead to a beautiful October weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs from our dealership to your driveway. Shop anytime online. It's better at brubaker.com.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Things or another place you can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave. Happy Hour, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Greg Udell, Larry Stevens, and Rosie Brock. And for those who don't know that Rosie is a Larry Stevens discovery, now you do.
You came to work with me from
Coleman.
Coleman, yeah, I remember. And I don't know how
Coleman, the city of the broadcasting school.
You must have sent me a tape. I know I was looking for somebody, and I guess it came in the mail.
Yeah. We have a call. Let's grab this real quick. Yeah. Jim?
Good afternoon.
Hi.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good.
I heard y'all talking about Mountain Dew. I drink a lot of diet Mountain Dew, and I was in the store the other day, and I was talking to the guy loading the shelves, and I said, what's the difference between the zero and the diet? He said, well, the diet Mountain Dew has concentrated orange juice. Zero Mountain Dew does not. That's the difference.
Hmm.
And there's also more caffeine in the zero. But there's if you look at the Diet Mountain Dew, the second ingredient is concentrated orange juice, and the Zero has none. So there is a big taste difference.
And I've always wondered that, you know, like Coke Zero and Diet Coke, you know, the same thing. I mean, they both are zero calories, so.
But they're very different. They're me, different. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. When yeah. I was doing.
And y'all were talking.
Go ahead. I was doing radio.
No, go ahead.
When I was doing morning radio, Coca-Cola would supply me with Diet Coke. They brought me a little refrigerator.
I want that deal. How do I get that?
Well, I just talked about them on the radio, and they brought me of course, this was many years ago, but I had my own fridge. They'd deliver Diet Coke to me and keep me stocked, and so.
I got 2 6-packs in the fridge. I'm a walking, talking Diet Coke.
Well, I don't know.
Poster boy.
I mean, at that time, you know, of course, years later, I don't know how they handled it, but, you know, Coke. We would go down and meet with them and present and get a year contract from. I don't know how that happens anymore.
Same time you were doing that, we were doing big promotions with them in Florida too.
Yeah, yeah, they were huge. They were one of the biggest advertisers.
I gotta tell you a quick
romantic
story, but thanks for delineating.
Hey, let me say something real quick. Y'all were talking about Don Williams, the medical guy. He wants to extend the mask thing till they get a vaccine. So this thing could go on till next year.
Yeah, well, it won't.
That's ridiculous.
I'm leading the revolution. Enough already.
Yes.
Absolutely enough.
You know, I'm not Zorro.
You want to live in your house and wear a mask everywhere and hide in your, you know, hide from life. Go ahead. I think, thank you for the call. This is screwing with the mental health of people in every demographic. But I think the people it's doing the biggest number on are at the opposite ends of the extreme. One is... Yeah, we have to protect our older citizens. They have to be extra careful in terms of vulnerability. But I don't think it's any healthier for somebody who's 75 or 80. Keep in mind, too, that the CDC just released updated statistics. If you get this thing and you're between age 60 and 79, you still have a 99.4% survival rate if you get the coronavirus. And... it's 99.999 in every single demographic as the sole cause. If you have nothing else, you got a better chance of getting killed by the flu or hitting by a truck or lightning.
Well, they're just, it's a political thing right now. I mean, anything that they can grab onto. It's amazing, you know, how they started back on the whole Russian thing. You know, as we got just recently. And, of course, today we get the news of how it really started.
Oh, it's all coming out.
But they'll go back and they'll use it. And this is nothing more than a political talking point for the Democrats. If they think they got anything that might hurt Donald Trump in any way, they're going to talk about it. And they've turned this thing into something that it's absolutely out there. It's absolutely real. People have died from it. But
take a look at this during the break. If you want to see the most nauseating political endorsement in history, we'll come back after the break and talk about it from the Washington Post. Oh, my God. Those people are on crack. It is 3:47. Talked to Dan Black yesterday, and Dan Black Studios is still giving you 50% off on all camcorder video transfers. But if you want them in time for Christmas, he's got to have them in-house by November 1st. And so many people have taken advantage of this great savings. Camcorder videos, even broken ones that you may have saved because the memories on there are too precious to just let go. Because the tape, they can fix those. 50% off, call 279-6036. And again, if you want to do like my friend Sherry and others have told me, they're getting these done on DVDs or flash drives now so they can have them ready for some holiday entertainment. Go back and look at great memories. 279-6036. Please mention you're a happy hour listener and get 50% off on camcorder video transfers. And Dan can also do 8 16-millimeter films, transfer those to a permanent format, slides, photographs, whatever you want. Bring it to Dan Black Studios, 279-6036 or danblackstudios.net. Paula, we're coming to you next.
I've spent more time at home lately, and I've noticed some things. The ceiling fan in my bedroom is ugly and loud. My gutters need cleaning. I have a loose fence post. My kitchen faucet's leaking. My dryer lint thingy needs a deep cleaning, and the wood trim on my house is clearly rotted. None of which I wish to fix myself. I called Mr. Handyman, 334-219-8599. Mr. Handyman can help with all my home improvement projects on time. time. Done right. Mr. Handyman. 334-219-8599.
Every great pool has a great pool partner, and I'm not talking about a flotation device. I'm talking about a team of pros that make sure your pool is clean and pristine and always inviting. For me, that team is Fagan Pool Services. Veteran-founded, owned, and operated for two generations, the Fagan family has 50 years, that's 50 years of experience, in providing excellent pool service and maintenance. I picked Fagan after my previous service installed a system that failed after 6 months. Fagan came to the house, diagnosed the problem, and fixed it the same day, and they've been my team ever since. Fagan can handle all repairs, including pool liners, motors, pumps, filters, salt generators, and leak detection. Fagan pool technicians are dependable and deliver friendly customer service. I trust them completely. For renovations, repairs, and great service, partner up with Fagan. For a quote, go to Fagan, that's F-A-G-A-N, FaganPoolServices.com, or call 334-201-1819. That's 334-201-1819, Fagan Pool Services.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents... ...and Doug.
Okay, class, let's bump it up to 9.
Come on, Limu, keep peddling. We got to build our endurance to let more people know that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Pick up the pace, bird legs.
Hey, don't talk to Limu like that.
I'm not. I'm talking to you.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Get a customized quote at libertymutual.com.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Get ready for the most important drug of 2020, Pandemicil. Pandemicil doesn't treat any of the issues from COVID-19, but it does bring relief to just about everything else. Warning, side effects include lethargy, depression, drowsiness, bankruptcy, enlarged butt cheeks, spontaneous combustion, bad breath in a mask, foot fungus, ordering from DoorDash, paralysis, anger. You may discover you married the wrong person. Seizures, testicle erosion, detached retina from watching too much TikTok. Stop taking Pandemicil if you experience suicidal thoughts. Or if you start wondering why you ever had children in the first place. Loss of teeth, erectile dysfunction, wine addiction, beer addiction, pot addiction, Netflix addiction, complete disdain of Zoom meetings, anal leakage, may cause walking dogs in bathrobes. Other side effects include constipation, clubfoot, webbed feet, lockjaw, and brain damage. It's time to take control of your life. Like that's even possible. Don't even ask your doctor if Pandemicil is right for you. He'll just stick a swab up your nose and tell you to stay home. Pandemicil, once daily for a more tolerable, pathetic existence. It might kill you, but then again, it might not.
352. What's killing us is being as having our lives taken away, abridged, and I'm convinced at this point that this has led to widespread mental illness. The real pandemic is depression. This has affected everybody at some level. Paula, thank you for waiting. You're on with Larry and Rosie and me.
Okay, great. I'm calling from the Autauga County Republican headquarters. Located at 963 South Memorial Drive in Prattville. And that's across from Durban Auto Parks. And we'd like to invite everyone out to our open house tonight at 6 o'clock and then to a watch the debate party at 8. We're going to have refreshments at our open house, and we'd just love for people to come.
I've been involved in a few things up in Autauga County with some of the candidates. I got some strong, strong conservatives in Autauga County.
Yes, we do.
You sure do.
Many of them.
Tell me about that. Woohoo!
Hey, listen to that. We love the support in the background there. Yeah, that's great to hear. That's one reason why people are flocking to the preferred community.
Yeah. Well, and you know, the same thing with the whole Elmore Autauga County. I mean, when you get out there, you find that people still have common sense.
Yeah.
You know, they still use their brains.
Right.
And, you know, these are great places to live, and I think that's why you see. I mean, the other day I was shocked. I heard, you know, I know how big Prattville is. Obviously, it's exploded.
Sure.
But Millbrook, 20,000?
Right.
No idea.
That's amazing.
You know,
I didn't think
I had
that
no idea that had happened.
Way to go, Mayor Kelly. Nice work.
Yeah, but.
And Mayor Gillespie.
Yeah.
And Mayor Gillespie. Yeah, well, I've met Mayor Gillespie.
Yeah, fine guy, by the way.
Yes.
Fine guy, yeah.
I don't know.
But, by the way, I didn't. I'll let you finish with her. I had something I was going to share with you.
Give us the location and time for the watch party again.
Okay, 963 South Memorial Drive, which is across from Durban Auto Parts. The open house is at 6, and we're having refreshments. And, of course, the Watch the Debate party begins at 8.
Hey, quick question. I'm seeing a lot of signs that say Jesus 2020. Mm-hmm. Are those Trump signs in disguise?
No, not really. I do have one of those in my yard. It's just saying, it's just saying that he is the answer to our problems.
Yes, but, I think so. He is...
More so than Trump. I hate to say it, but he is.
Yes. He's been more supportive of the evangelical movement than any other president.
Trump is the one who said we're going to say Merry Christmas in the White House and not hanging ornaments with Mao Zedong's picture on the White House Christmas tree like that previous idiot did.
He's not yelling at you, Paula.
No, he's just yelling.
He's just yelling.
we understand him.
I'm applauding.
It's amazing. Let's put an ornament on the White House Christmas tree that salutes a mass murderer. Only in the Obama White House would you have that. Oh, my God.
True.
I don't know, Larry, I think.
Paula, we hope you get a good turnout tonight.
I think I'm getting the big one.
Shut up, dummy.
That's the big one. It's coming.
Okay.
Thanks. You have a good evening. Calling.
Thank you. Go right. Trump. Make America great again.
Yes.
Now, I was going to tell you, I'm a better coach than Coach Saban. I can tell you everything he did wrong in that football game. Even though they won big, I could every mistake ever made.
Yes.
Because I was sitting on my couch down in my lower level of my house, and I didn't leave, and I outcoached him because I was sitting there watching everything he was doing. I wasn't on the sideline with him, having to make those calls in advance.
Yeah, Rich Thomas told us he changes underwear if the game isn't going his way.
Does
he really believes that his underwear has an effect on how Auburn plays.
Well, it's sort of saying, here's Saban in his basement, not Saban, Biden in his basement.
Yes.
Sitting there deciding everything that Trump's, it's easy to sit in your stinking basement and make the call. It's easy for me to sit in front of my television and say, well, he should have done this or he should have done that. But when you're on the sideline, when you're in the game and you're having to make those decisions, that's where it gets tough. And, Biden talking about all the mistakes that Trump did. And when he closed off the travel, who was the first to complain? Who was the first Biden. To say it was Biden?
Mm-hmm. Xenophobe. Well, yeah. I mean, China's...
But then he's trying to turn that back around and make it sound like it was...
China's been very good to the Biden family. They gave Hunter a ton of money for a hedge fund. And Trump has... In fact, I think that's why... China released the coronavirus because they didn't want to attack us with nukes because Trump had, twisted them into making some concessions on trade. They didn't like that, so let's kill the American economy with a virus that's going to shut everybody down. But in the State of the Union, February 4th, 2020, Trump, in the speech, pointed out measures he had taken to fight the Chinese coronavirus. And 3 weeks later, Nancy Pelosi is in her district saying, come to Chinatown. Everything is great.
Very well.
Ah. Hypocrites, maniacs, and rewriters of history every single day. 1-1 Astros and Twins, by the way.
Wow.
White Sox 3, Athletics nothing. 357.
Go Sox.
There is a great new product line at Lewis Lawn called the Ego. This is battery technology at its most advanced. These are edgers, trimmers, blowers, and mowers that are both push and self-propel that can do a large lawn, a large yard on a single charge. And they have been selling like crazy at Lewis Lawn, where you can still get the big zero-turn Echoes and X-Marks, all the Toro products. I am a two-time Toro guy myself, and I love their red. I got a thing with it. Also with Lewis Lawn, anything you buy there can be brought back there for service. They have a full service department behind the scenes and a great counter staff. You got Chad Sasser. He's our point guy on products and price. Haley and TJ, and they will take great care of you. Lewis Lawn, open Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning till 5 at 1135 Northeastern Bypass next to Walter Craig. Their phone number is 244-9191. Open for another hour at Lewis Lawn. 358 Fox News and 2.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic got no accidents into us to pass along to you at this time. Just a few really congested areas like Taylor Road from Vaughan to I-85, East Boulevard, both sides of I-65, Fairview Avenue and West Boulevard around I-65. I-65 and 85, moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. Buckle up, be safe. We'll keep you updated.
create your own deal and buy your new Toyota online at ReinhartToyota.com. Buying a new Toyota has never been easier. Visit that showroom or shop online at ReinhartToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jake.